USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FBI and the ATF are searching properties in suburban Nashville connected to a person of interest in their investigation into Friday's explosion in downtown Nashville. Authorities are searching properties in Antioch, Tennessee, connected with a person of interest, but agents say they are not prepared to name any suspects. Investigators are also digging into questions of a motive for the blast and trying to figure out why someone would blow up an RV after warning people to stay back, as well as why they chose the location in downtown Nashville to explode a bomb. FBI Special Agent in Charge Doug Kordesky says that during their investigation, they found no indications of any additional threats to the city.
The first thing I want to reiterate is that we have no indication of additional explosive threats. No other explosive devices were discovered during the area during our secondary sweep yesterday.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square. Use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are pushing President Trump to sign a funding bill before certain provisions to help small businesses and the unemployed get through the pandemic run out. The president initially asked Congress for an amended COVID relief bill that increased the stimulus payments in the bill from $600 to $2,000. He also wanted billions in spending trimmed out of the package. If the president doesn't sign the bill by midnight Saturday, unemployment benefits for independent contractors and a $300 boost to unemployment payments would expire. The federal government could also shut down on Tuesday if the president doesn't sign a funding bill by then. Congressman French Hill is urging the president to sign this bill. The Arkansas Republican tells Fox News that the funding would help American families now.
We got a bipartisan, overwhelming support for this $900 billion COVID-19 relief that helps our small businesses, helps those on unemployment, has rental assistance in it. In my view, the president should sign this bill because it helps American families today.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A double agent whose life story was told in books and movies is dead. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
Russian officials announcing today that former British spy George Blake has died at the age of 98. Blake spied for the Soviets while working in Great Britain's SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service. His life changed forever in 1950 when he was kidnapped by North Korea. He explained in a documentary why he decided to work for the Soviets.
When I saw these enormous American flying fortresses flying low over what seemed to be defenseless Korean villages, I felt a feeling of shame. I felt very acutely that I was on the wrong side and that I should do something about it.
Blake admitted to being a double agent when he was arrested by the British in 1961. He served 5 years in prison before escaping to East Berlin. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And a star football player at the University of Utah has died. School officials announced the passing of 19-year-old Ty Jordan on Saturday, just days after he'd been named the Pac-12 Conference's Newcomer of the Year. The running back was a native of Mesquite, Texas, and led Utah this season with 597 rushing yards and 6 rushing touchdowns. In a statement, Utah head coach Kyle Willingham said Jordan left an indelible mark on the program in the short time he was there, and remembered him for his personality and infectious smile. Authorities have not released any details in the running back's death. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.